be the life of the party.
We used to be the ones that they wish they were.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Iran threatening a retaliatory strike on Israel over the assassination of a top Hamas official who was killed in Tehran. Lebanon's Hezbollah also threatening a separate attack over the killing of one of its top leaders as well. Another state giving voters a chance to cast a ballot on abortion rights this fall.
Abortion rights will now officially be on the ballot in Battleground, Arizona in November. Arizona Secretary of State tells ABC News there are enough signatures for a ballot initiative that will ask voters to establish the constitutional right to an abortion up to around 24 weeks of pregnancy.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Right now, Arizona bans abortions after about 15 weeks, except in medical emergencies. Former President Donald Trump taking part in a conversation with Elon Musk on X. Trump saying he will oversee the largest deportation in the history of the country if reelected. Starbucks is replacing its CEO, Laxman Narasimhan, stepping down. Chipotle CEO Brian Nickel will take over next month. This is ABC News. It's the latest scam making the rounds, and the key is gold.
The scammers target victims with pop-up ads online that claim the victim's personal data has been stolen. Then they impersonate federal authorities to convince the victims to buy gold bars to better protect their life savings. The scammers then send couriers for the transaction. This woman says her aunt fell victim to the scam.
We are worried because she is in jeopardy of losing her house.
At least $84 million have been stolen nationwide in the last year.
That's ABC's Lana Muiz. Southern California waiting for possible aftershocks following that 4.4 magnitude earthquake that rocked the Los Angeles area. No major damage has been reported. And a vandal has hit the latest London painting from street artist Banksy. He's been doing a series of animal works, the latest one a rhino that looked like it was jumping on a nearby car. Video then shows a man walking up to the artwork and spray painting a dollar sign on it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is partisan primary election day, the first election day since new boundaries for Wisconsin Senate and Assembly districts went into effect. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
Who's on their ballot, what districts they're qualified to vote in, depends on their address. And so when the redistricting happened, voters who are now in a new district, their registration was moved by their clerk into that appropriate district.
Polls are open till 8 tonight. That's when election night coverage begins on many Civic Media radio stations and online. The last of four hotel security guards linked to the death of Devante Mitchell in Milwaukee has made his initial court appearance. Herbert Williamson and three others restrained Mitchell on June 30th. Mitchell died of asphyxiation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Today is the partisan primary voting day in Price County. All polling locations are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and the winner of the county clerk and county treasurer contests will move on to the November 5th ballot and will be unopposed. Again, all polling locations are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., with the winner of the county clerk and county treasurer contests moving on to the November 5th ballot unopposed. This is your opportunity to go out and vote and make your voice heard. Once again, all polling locations are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., with the winner of the county clerk and county treasurer contest moving on to the November 5th ballot unopposed. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers and Dodgers continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Dodgers game two of a four-game series with Colin Ray against LA's right-hander Gavin Stone. 37-year-old Clayton Kershaw led the Dodgers to a 5-2 win last night at AmFam Field, Kershaw allowing just one run in 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's a consummate pitcher, you know, like this guy is Hall of Famer for a reason. He'd be the first to tell you his stuff isn't as good, but yeah, I haven't seen our young guys respond that way. The moment was a lot. You know, and a little surprised, but Kershaw was great. He deserves everything he's going to get in this game.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before heading to Denver to play the Broncos. Lucas Van Ness had three tackles and a quarterback sack in the win over the Browns and was asked if he's feeling more comfortable in the Packers' new 4-3 defense.
Comfortable is not a good word to use just because, again, you're fine for your job. You never want to be comfortable because it's always, you know, you're growing and you're trying to get to the next position.
That's Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention, outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building, Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with ETL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail youth ATVs, scooters, and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance include with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports, now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Have you seen those great, big, huge hair jigs that they're using for bass? I'll describe what they are and how to present them, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
There's a new technique that's being used right now to catch really huge largemouth bass. It's a big hair jig, a big, fluffy hair jig. And what you do is take these big jigs, they weigh 1/2 ounce up to 3/4 ounce, and they've got big hairy bodies on them with fairly large hooks. And what you do is you find a rock pile or a deep weed bed that's next to some hard bottom, and you fish the edge of those weeds or right over those rocks. Now, these huge bass are in very deep water, above the thermocline, of course. You're probably out in 20, 22, 23 feet of water. And these fish are out there laying over the tops of those rocks, right on the edge of that vegetation, and you cast out this big hair jig. When this thing's wet, the body of this thing will extend out probably 4 inches long. And you let this sink to the bottom, and you just drag it with little hops and pops along the way. And boom, these bass will swim out and just inhale this thing. Try it out. They really work. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
98Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be
check, yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. My girl, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite and a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Yeah, every night when she goes to bed, hits her knees and bows her head. Thanks the Lord for another day. I just thank him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Oh, my girl. Yeah, that's my girl.
In my truck, in the songs that I sing with the radio up.
My girl.
In my heart, in my soul, in the air that I breathe every day. Everything.
My girl. That's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my.
Worse. Some days I swear I'm better off it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright, gonna be alright, gonna be alright. We'll see the other side, the pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Wish I had a car. Top broke down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on the string. Looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
that Norma Jean Ryder, she's always causing trouble, isn't she? Diamond Rio there, 98Q. I wonder what she's up to now. I don't think I want to know. She sounds like trouble to me. Park Falls BP, right next to McDonald's. They've got what you need to get things moving, get things shaken today. Your car fueled up and a few snacks and whatever it may be at Park Falls BP. They're located right next to McDonald's. Right on Highway 13 in Park Falls. You got some birthdays to get to. If you are celebrating or you have someone in your family celebrating a birthday or anniversary, why not let us know and why not try to win a free cake? A free cake. The only thing better than cake is one you don't have to bake and one that somebody else gave you for free. So we got that covered. 715-762-3221. You can always email us birthdays, anniversaries ahead of time, WCQM at civicmedia.us. So we'll get to our list of celebrants here in just a few moments. Beautiful day today, beautiful day tomorrow. Thursday, Friday, a big question mark around both of those days as far as rain goes. It looks like Thursday could be a washout. We had a little earthquake in California, 4.4 magnitude earthquake. I know I've been talking for years. People for years have said it's coming. Even the experts say overdue for a big earthquake, and we're hoping that they're wrong, but they keep getting little rumblings. It seems like every few months or so, a few rumblings out in California. So a 4.4 magnitude earthquake on the Richter scale. And I don't know what that is a scale of. We just know it's from 1 to 10, and 4.4 is better than a 4.5, I guess. So in Utah, the iconic Double Arch, which is located in Glen Canyon's Rock Creek Bay. I don't know if you've ever been out there before. It collapsed, apparently. The feature, which has been a staple of the national park out there in Utah for decades, it collapsed due to erosion, apparently. No one was injured, and apparently no one was paying attention to the fact that there was erosion. That would be something that someone would keep an eye on it. Hey, Fred, it's leaning. Apparently that didn't give back to the proper people. We are going to get you a news update like we do twice an hour in the morning show, and then we're going to come back with some birthdays in just a moment.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Iran threatening a retaliatory strike on Israel over the assassination of a top Hamas official who was killed in Tehran. Lebanon's Hezbollah also threatening a separate attack over the killing of one of its top leaders as well. Another state giving voters a chance to cast a ballot on abortion rights this fall.
Abortion rights will now officially be on the ballot in battleground Arizona in November. Arizona Secretary of State tells ABC News there are enough signatures for a ballot initiative that will ask voters to establish the constitutional right to an abortion up to around 24 weeks of pregnancy.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Right now, Arizona bans abortions after about 15 weeks, except in medical emergencies. Former President Donald Trump taking part in a conversation with Elon Musk on X. Trump saying he will oversee the largest deportation in the history of the country if reelected. Starbucks is replacing its CEO, Laxman Narasimhan, stepping down. Chipotle CEO Brian Nickel will take over next month. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 288,000 people have already voted in Wisconsin's primary election. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says that's how many absentee ballots had come in as of early yesterday morning. It's the first election since 2022 that voters can use ballot drop boxes. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is paying more than $2 billion to minority farmers, ranchers, and foresters. It's to make up for discriminatory practices of the past, like denying government loans. But some advocates say they want more transparency.
I'm not personally dazzled about numbers or dollar amounts unless I can connect that to the people that are being most impacted.
Sharon Mallory is with the 2020 Farmers Co-op. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
98Q Country.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Recently, the Mercer Loons made an appearance in the Park Falls Flamborama Parade. We spoke with Turtle, their president, Super Dave, their treasurer, Joanne, their secretary, and Ragnar, their road captain, on what their club does and their upcoming yearly party.
Our main purpose is we raise money at different parties and rides that we do, and then we give back to the community, to kids or families in need, and we always give cash money to the graduating class in Mercer High School. So we are having our annual party this weekend.
This Saturday.
This Saturday the 17th at...
It's at Cleveland's Clubhouse at Beaver Lodge.
The Loons have a run starting at 10 a.m. on the same Saturday, starting from Aces in Mercer. Those not participating in the run, just arrive in Mercer and follow the signs to the lodge. The party is set to kick off 1:30, and everyone is welcome. This full interview will be online at 98qcountry.com under podcasts. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers and Dodgers continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Dodgers game two of a four-game series with Colin Ray against LA's right-hander Gavin Stone. 37-year-old Clayton Kershaw led the Dodgers to a 5-2 win last night at AmFam Field, Kershaw allowing just one run in 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's a consummate pitcher, you know, like this guy is Hall of Famer for a reason. He'd be the first to tell you his stuff isn't as good, but yeah, I haven't seen our young guys respond that way. The moment was a lot. You know, and a little surprised, but Kershaw was great. He deserves everything he's going to get in this game.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before heading to Denver to play the Broncos. Lucas Van Ness had three tackles and a quarterback sack in the win over the Browns and was asked if he's feeling more comfortable in the Packers' new 4-3 defense.
Comfortable is not a good word to use just because, again, you're fine for your job. You never want to be comfortable because it's always, you know, you're growing and you're trying to get to the next position.
That's Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, let's do some birthdays here. Happy birthday wishes to Jacob Hilgard, who is celebrating today. You got Mom, Dad, and Grandma and Grandpa Hilgard. And Aunt Deb, you got Uncle D, you've got Aunt Beanie, and the whole rest of the family there. Jacob, hope it's a good day for you today. Happy birthday to you. And an anniversary, too, a 30th anniversary to Tom and Michelle Sharp, who are celebrating. Congratulations to both of you. We'll put you all in for the cake drawing coming up on Friday. If you're celebrating on this 13th day of August, you share your day with other substantial celebrities such as Andy Griggs, a country artist, celebrating a 51st birthday today. Danny Bonaducci, the redheaded kid from the Partridge Family. And then he went on to have a little bit of an acting career, and then he had a radio show for a while. Has had a few issues, haven't we all, really? He he was a reality show star. Breaking Bonaducci was the name of it. He's still going. The redhead is 65 today for Danny Bonaducci. Dr. Joycelyn Elders, the U.S. Surgeon General from 93 to 94, is 91 today. Fidel Castro, the fiery Cuban revolutionary, led his nation for more than 50 years. He left office in 2006 and died a decade later. If you've ever watched the documentaries about Fidel Castro, he might be in a special place. It's not ours to judge where they go after you die, but Fidel Castro, born on this day, 1926, he passed in 2016. Alfred Hitchcock, the legendary English film and television director from Psycho, Vertigo, The Birds. Oh, The Birds. Oh, I hate The Birds. The Birds are the reason why I can't go to an ocean shore or to Superior Lake Shore and hold up a French fry and feel comfortable that I'm not going to get attacked by a whole bunch of birds. Ooh, I saw that movie as a young kid. Alfred Hitchcock was the subject of a couple of separate biopics also, one in which he was portrayed by Anthony Hopkins. Alfred Hitchcock, born on this day in 1899, he passed back in 1980.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning, Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Your weather update brought to you by Hansen HVAC, heating and cooling, your local Armstrong air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q. Country.
Girl, you know I've been known you forever. How many nights have we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town. Last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true, baby? Talking, girl, should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. And there's a rumor going round and round and round. Say we make you, make it true. What you say we make it true?
Turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not, and I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot. That's all I need. My buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. Her little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I died. I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live to love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knee. Right then and there, I swear, I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. I never wanted nothing more, and I never wanted nothing
Kenny Chesney there, 98Q Country, WCQM. We'll talk a little bit about your money. I believe Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants is going to join us a little bit to chat, as he does each Tuesday. It is a Tuesday, right? Beautiful day out there today. Get out, walk the dog, walk the ferret, walk the goldfish, walk the whatever you got. Take it out outside, the cat. I got a cat at home who just wants to be outside every single minute of the day. So, well... on the hour, anyway. I think he does it just as a power move. I think that's what cats do. Yesterday, by the way, was International Cat Day, so you're done now. So our cat likes to go out for an hour and then meow to come back in for like 10 seconds and then says, oh, no, I want to go back out again. So that's what we'll be dealing with today. Beautiful day to be out moving around, so get her done however you can. At the very least, open a window and stick your head out there and say, left-handed people rule. We're going to get to our forecast in just a moment here. We got Travis standing by, 10 to 2. Great. If you missed the earlier conversation about left-handed day, then you're lost. Travis, 10 to 2. Gray will be in from 2 until Brewer-Dodger time, and that'll get going at 6:30 tonight.
It's your season for fun and spectacular surprises at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Any day could be a lucky day of winning thousands on the Northwood's hottest slot machines or at the turn of a card. And satisfy any appetite in the Eagle's Nest Restaurant or Woody's Bar and Grill. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together and
think.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
A beautiful Tuesday morning. Let's chat a little bit about your money as we do each Tuesday morning. We have Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matthew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Oh, how can we not be good? Beautiful summer day here, Matt.
Wow. I know, another one.
yeah. Pontoon ride or anything like that is in order today, right?
Right, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. All right, let's talk about people's money here a little bit, Matt. What do we got for a topic from Pioneer today?
Yeah, so today, Joel, what I want to talk about is a little bit about the digital world, and obviously that's becoming and has been a major part of most of our lives, with online banking, streaming services, mobile apps, you know, just to name a few. But digital assets are now a major cause of problems for settling and distributing estates. So I want to talk about the need to carefully consider and incorporate your digital life into your estate plan.
Yeah, did we ever think we'd be at the point where you would go to festivals or something like that and they will not accept cash?
Right, yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah, the digital world is here. It's wonderful at times. It's scary at times. And I'm sure with what we're talking about here, there's some precautions to be taken also, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's probably something that's not thought about very often, you know, as far as estate planning and your digital assets. Absolutely.
Okay, let's dig in.
So almost all states have enacted a form of the Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act, which gives an estate executor the right to manage computer files, web domains, and virtual currencies unless the will or other documents specifically prohibits access to those accounts. The Uniform Electronic Estate Planning Documents Act, now making its way through many state legislatures, would recognize electronic and digital signatures on wills, trusts, and other estate planning documents. Kind of crazy to think that paper and ink signatures would not be necessary any longer. But the issue is that neither law gives an executor or anyone else access to email, text messages, social media accounts, and other digital assets without express permission in a will, trust, power of attorney document or other legal document or a court order. Federal law generally prohibits such access without express permission. And even more importantly than that, the laws don't address the practical actions you should take as part of the estate plan, a part of your estate plan, to reduce distress and turmoil for your survivors, which is, of course, what I want to talk about today, and some of those practical actions that you can take today to help plan for, you know, tomorrow when something happens.
Sure. Okay.
So I've certainly heard stories of survivors who didn't know how to take basic actions with the decedent's electronic lives, such as opening a smartphone, reviewing email accounts, assessing financial accounts, and paying bills. Over the longer term, survivors need to manage investments and other assets, stop automatic bills and subscriptions to distribute assets, and more. To make the situation worse, cyber thieves have learned of the problem with digital estates. Theft of identities of the recently deceased became a fast growing crime in recent years. Often the thieves do a lot of damage before the survivors are even able to access and manage digital assets, which of course, Joel, just gives the importance of getting things in order.
Right. Exactly.
And actions that need to be taken to avoid big problems can be put into two large categories. The first category of actions is to create an inventory of your digital life. You need to prepare a guide for others to many actions that you consider routine and probably take for granted. So it's very good just to write these things down. And start with your smartphone. A smartphone and other personal devices, such as possibly a tablet, a laptop, or a desktop computer. Create a list of these devices and how to access them. You know, that includes your passwords or maybe a PIN to get into your phone, for example. You know, most of us have a smartphone and most likely have some sort of security that you use to get in.
Sure.
Of course, survivors can't use biometrics many of us use today. So some people may use, you know, their fingerprint. I know that's kind of a big one on certain phones. But obviously, if you're deceased, you cannot can't use that. So they need an access code. Make a list of devices and their codes or other ways to access them.
Okay.
In part of our world today, the smartphone is certainly key to entering many digital accounts, as many of those accounts can be accessed directly from your phone. Many online accounts have two-factor authorization. After the user enters the username and password, a code is sent to the smartphone and must be entered online or in the app before access is permitted to that specific account.
Right.
So again, it's good to have not only the passwords, but where that code is going, whether it's to a smartphone, an email, things of that nature.
Okay.
Next up are the intangible digital assets. These are online accounts or services protected by login security. Start with email, social media apps, message board accounts, and subscriptions. Many people now have subscriptions to multiple streaming services. Again, make sure to write down those that login information and if there's multi-factor authorization, where that code goes. You might have files protected by encryption on a computer hard drive, portable drive, or online cloud accounts. Any web domains you own also are digital assets.
Okay.
And the most important digital assets are online financial accounts and medical records. Be sure to develop a comprehensive list of these. Don't forget to include any non-traditional digital assets you own, which could be like cryptocurrencies or other digital currencies.
Okay.
Some assets can be hybrids, such as financial accounts. They often can be accessed in person or via telephone. But you might take some or all transactions online, and your executor or trustee might prefer to take actions online as well. Include hybrid assets in your digital inventory and indicate if you have activated online or telephone access. And one of the most overlooked, frequently overlooked aspects is automatic payments. Make a list of all automatic payments stating whether they are deducted from a financial account, charged to a payment card, or paid through some other means. It could take a while to ensure the list is complete because, as I'm sure most people are aware, some automatic payments are annually deducted and obviously can only happen once a year.
Right. Right.
Kind of a cool feature that I was actually unaware of, that some online services or apps have their own estate planning tools known generally as legacy contact features. Both Apple and Google allow you to designate who may access your phone and other accounts after you pass away. Also, Meta Platforms has a similar feature for both Facebook and Instagram accounts. Be sure to set up these features and include them in your digital inventory.
All right.
And kind of wrapping this whole list up together, compile all these items in a digital inventory that can be used by your executor, trustee, and survivors. As I mentioned a few times, the inventory should include the name and web address of each account or asset. List any account number and full name of the account holder, whether it's in your name or something else. Also include a physical address or telephone number. Big thing is also include all the information needed to gain access, such as a username or personal ID and a password. If there's two-factor authentication if two-factor authentication is used, list where the authentication code is sent. Many accounts also have security questions. Include these questions and answers in the inventory. Add any other helpful information or comments to the inventory. And one thing that I would certainly say with the security questions is to make sure that you write down exactly how the answer is spelled and how you spelled it in the answer.
Yeah.
As you know, that can cause some issues if you're spelling it wrong.
Right, especially if it's lowercase, uppercase sensitive and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, if it's, you know, I know a famous one is what street did you grow, or a popular security question is what street did you grow up on? You know, some people capitalize the street and some people don't. It's good to be as thorough as possible so that those your survivors can get into those type of accounts.
Well, back in the day, Matt, when we talked about, you know, when we had lost a loved one or something, we always talked about look between the mattresses. We'd say, check the coffee can in the closet. You know, check the penny jar below that, because people would leave money around. They would leave stuff. So now it's a whole new concept.